Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I am your host, Big Bap. And I had to start this night just a little bit slower than we normally do it because we're going to get into a great mood tonight because tonight is Soulful Sunday. So welcome to everybody who has joined in with us tonight. I'd like to say thank you and welcome for joining our nice, open, and quiet storm. I am your host, Big Bap. We are in the studio with one of my favorite Southern Belles, Miss CJ. How you doing tonight, Charlotte?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Well, I hope and I pray that as y'all join us in the T-Spot studio tonight, that y'all have gotten comfortable. Now, SCB Catering tonight has taken care of us. We've had homemade Chinese food, lo mein, and shrimp fried rice tonight.
And it was delicious.
And it was delicious. And I don't even know what she calls this drink, but I'm going to just tell you, it is love in a mason jar, because it's not even in a glass. Yeah. Back. We got a mason jar and a straw. It is love in a mason jar. So shout out to SCB Catering. I'm going to give them some love because they have been doing this thing for this show now for about 5 years now. Since 2019, 2018, SCB Catering has been going ham for the Big Bap and Friends show. So I'd like to give a shout out to our preferred caterer and drinkologist and mix specialist and snacks and wings and cakes and cookies and brownies.
Ooh, and the cake.
And the cookies and
brownies. And brownies. Oh.
So I give a wonderful shout out because, listen, we have some wonderful chefs that come through and participate with us. SCB Catering, Chef Ohana up in Fayetteville, North Carolina with Mary Lou, What It Do. If we go down south, I got my homeboy Antonio. He just started his own radio, restaurant down there. This boy was serving gourmet food out of a gas station. Listen, killing them right in front of the gourmet stuff. Listen, they coming over there getting lobster tails split with different things with duck sauce at the gas station.
Really?
Baby, they had a gas stove in there. That boy was making.
Oh.
Listen, that boy's menu. Remember, I told you, I said there's only a few men
you did say
that I will go out on a limb and say, you know what? I believe that man can cook better than me. There's not a lot. There are not a lot of men. Now there are some women they got certain things that there are women. I'm like, yo. You don't go in the kitchen behind them pots because after them, you got to dust them off and clean them and put them back in the sink. You just go in there and wash dishes for some people. You know what I'm saying? These men are those types. Like, even when they come around, like the dude who we had the grits and the shrimp and all of that. Okay, so Tony, anybody in Palm Beach County who knows Tony, they will tell you, when that boy, what he do with food, this was when we had the club called Members Only. This boy, Google, listen, I'm sorry, y'all, because I know, I'm going to get his restaurant, and I'm going to properly shout him out. Matter of fact, on Wednesday, I am going to make sure that he's our sponsored business for Wednesday, because there's no way that you talk about somebody like that and you don't give their business a proper shout out. So I'm going to get in contact with his people and make sure we get the right information, because it's only fair. Because when I tell you, food is food. But shout out to Chef Ohana up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Mary Lou, What It Do. Whew, they got them pulling up by the plate loads, baby.
I be seeing
online. Look, if you go to Fort Liberty, it has changed all the names. Fort Bragg, what we call it, but Fort Liberty, what y'all call it. If you ever get there, Google a guy or Instagram a guy called Chef Ohana 910. Just look him up. I promise you, when you go to his IG page and you go to North Carolina and you go to his IG page, I promise you, you're going to want him to pull up. And here's the thing. If you want him to come cater your stuff, reach out to him directly. He will travel. Again, I don't eat his food because I don't want to gain 2 Backstreet Boys. But understand, if you especially barbecue, his Merc sauce, oh, my God. Listen, he got a sauce called Merc sauce. It's named after our hometown street where we grew up, right?
Yo, when do we go do a show?
I know. I've been there before.
I won't go.
I can't tell you what to do with your life. Tell you what to do with your life. I can't tell you, ma'am, what to do with your life.
I'm going.
But understand, this boy is so fire. So fire. Listen, he can do indoor, outdoor, catering, private parties, small parties, big parties. Like, and don't underestimate him. He got a team to travel with him. Like, it's a beautiful thing to watch him do his thing. been my kick. You know, I tell people every February, whenever I do Black History, my primary focus is to educate and teach Black Wall Street. And it's important because we only look at Black Wall Street from the business perspective. We look at everybody there was well-to-do and whatever, but we don't look at the intricate infrastructure that they built beneath that, behind that. We don't look at the leaders, the founders of that region who came in and said, these Black men who got together and Black women who got together, not only did they build these businesses, but in order to be a part of their business model, you had to come in, you had to learn something, and then within a certain period of time, you had to build your own. And they helped you build your own. And then once you were able to stand on your own, you had to do it by yourself. But you still had the entire community that was still backing you. And they didn't build too many of the same things in the community. So as you came in, you had an opportunity to propagate up a new business that would substantiate the area. The Greenwood District was more than just a bunch of rich business people. They were true philanthropists and entrepreneurs within their community. They mentored, coached, redeveloped their own community, their own people. We had apprenticeship programs in that community. We had scholar programs in that community. So we only focus on the money. We focus on the highlights. We focus on the glitz. And we focus on the glamour. Who's the sex? Who has the most expensive horse? Who's fucking the biggest move? But then I ask you, how many people are suffering around? How many people are poor and desperate? Not the beggars on the side of the street. The people who are too tired, too lazy, too broken, too in despair to even make it to you. Because, see, one of the biggest things about depression, one of the clearest telltale signs that a person is depressed, look at their normal personal hygiene grooming habits, and then look at a person who's depressed. It's difficulty to brush your teeth. It's difficulty to take a shower. It's difficulty to comb your hair, put on deodorant. It's difficulty to put on lotion. It's difficulty to put on lip balm. It's difficult to go in the kitchen and make a meal. These are classic signs of depression or stress in our lives. We are so broken that we can no longer do work. We're so broken that we can no longer do anything. Like, we're broken. But we're not broken to the point where we can't function. We're broken to the point that we don't understand how to function. Think about when you were at your lowest of lows in your life, and you were laying in that bed and you were looking up at the ceiling, and everything in you was telling you everything that you should do, but you were so beaten, you were so tired, and you were so disgusted with you. Everything about you, you hated. Now, how do you go out and face the world and tell everybody else that you're now good enough? That you're now properly ready to compete with the masses of the world? That you feel good enough? How do you get there?
Oh, you're asking me?
No, we're asking them. We'll be back right back after this quick commercial break.
I Thank you.
Guys, our next segment is brought to you by Taylor Crowns Braid Studio at 2727 Appalachie Parkway, Suite 105, Tallahassee, Florida. Right now, they have a book online special through February, and you get 25% off if you bring this flyer. They're also letting you know that kids receive services. When kids receive services, they will also be provided with a free snack. There's a loyalty club, a return client special, a special booking access, one free touch-up or takedown service, no deposit required for the Loyalty Club members. Refer a friend and you will receive a discount on your next booking. You can book them online at www.taylorcrown.com or you can call or text 833-366-6559. That's call or text 833-366-6559. And that's Taylor Crowns Braiding Studio. You know that last song we was playing? You know I absolutely only play that song because of Wanya. And, you know, and I don't dislike Brandy as an artist, but I don't care for Brandy as an artist. Like, and it was funny because I was, you know, me and my wife was at Jazz in the Garden the day Whitney Houston, like, pushed her from the heavens. Like, if you ever, like...
You saw it live.
We was there. Like, we were literally, like, we were in the... Okay, so, like, you know, if you're down on the floor section at a concert,
mm-hmm.
but, like, not, like, the very first tier of people, like, that second tier,
uh-huh.
so you're not at the front of the stage, but you got, like, a little bit of room back there so you can still move around and dance in the house and stuff.
Right.
But you ain't in the crowd.
Right.
So that's what we were at, right, for Jasmine. So we saw, so not only could we see it from the stage, but we can also see the Jumbotron that's right next to the stage. So I got my camera pointed at the Jumbotron, getting a good video of the Jumbotron while looking directly at Whitney Houston. Push this woman from the heavens. I said, oh, God, Whitney pushed this girl. Like, you can't tell me Whitney didn't push her from the heavens. I don't care what you tell me their relationship was. She decided she was going to put on her shoes and do her Whitney Houston tribute. Whitney kicked her right in her ass, and she tripped right down them little 3-4 steps. That's because that's all it was. She was all like, you know how you got, you know, like the little choir, little choir riser. That's all she was up with. She wasn't on nothing special, like nothing super high or dangerous. But you walk on these every day. You are a professional singer, ho. You walk on these bitches every day.
It's elementary school.
Thank you. Whitney kicked her straight dead in her booty. She sat on that little thing, put them shoes on, and stood up and was like, I am ready. And she took one step, and Whitney said, bitch, play with somebody else.
Play with somebody bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love telling that story because, like, I've never, and don't get me wrong, Brandy has done a lot. And this is not a I dislike her thing. Like, I think she's just musically, entertainment-wise, but sometimes you also have to be able to get your jokes in. Like, everything can't be super serious all the time. We're going to be extra, 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 super, super, super deep. So tonight we're going to be talking about, for Black history, world history. Of course, we're not going to go super, super deep, but because we are doing the Super Bowl, we're going to do Frederick Douglass, Fritz Pollard. You know who that is?
No.
She's looking at me like, who? First of all, I thought I almost had it when
you
said
it. Yeah, the first time. Right. The first time. You know who that is. And he kept going, and I was like, okay.
He was born January 27th, 1894. He died May 11th, 1986, and he lived forever. Was an American football player and coach. Pollard attended Albert G. Lane Manual Training High School in Chicago, also known as Lane Tech, where he played football, baseball, and ran track. He then went to Brown University, majoring in chemistry. Pollard played halfback at Brown football, which went to the 1916 Rose Bowl. He was the first African-American football player at Brown. He became the first African-American running back to be named to Walter Kemp's All-American team. Pollard coached Lincoln University football team at Oxford, Pennsylvania during the 1918 to 1920 seasons and served as athletic director of the school's World War I era Students Army Training Corps. During 1918 to 1919, he led the team to victorious seasons, defeating Howard University by 13-0 in the annual Thanksgiving Classic, as well as Hampton University 7-0 on November 7, 1918. The team's military recruitment of Camp 6, 19-0 on November 2nd, and Camp Upton 41-0. By the fall of 1920, he had begun to play for Akron, missing key Lincoln losses to Hampton and Howard, much to his contentment of the alumni and the administration. Paul Robinson was enlisted by Lincoln alumni to coach the Thanksgiving 1920 game against Hampton. We're going to skip down because I want to get into some of the things he's more famous for. Fritz also coached the Catamounts, a non-NFL team, in 1923 and 1924. Paul, along with all nine of the African-American players in the NFL at the time, were removed from the league at the end of the 1926 season. Never to return, he spent time organizing All-American football, all African-American brain barnstorming teams, including Chicago Blackhawks in 1928 and the Harlem Brown Bombers in the 1930s. In 1981, Brown University conferred an honorary doctoral law degree to Pollard, recognizing his achievements in athletics and as a leader. In 2005, Fritz Pollard was posthumously inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Pollard was inducted to the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame Pollard also appeared as a free agent in the NFL Madden 09 season and NFL Madden 10 season, and is also a part of the game's Hall of Fame feature. Junior won the bronze medal for the 110-meter hurdles at the 1936 Summer Olympic Games in Berlin. Chris Pollard Alliance, a group promoting minority hiring throughout the NFL, is named for Pollard Brown University, and the black coaches and administrators sponsor the annual Fitz Pollard Award, which is presented to college or professional coaches chosen by the BCA as the Coach of the Year. In 1930, Pollard founded his own professional football team, the Brown Bombers, and the Depression ended the Brown Bombers' run in 1938, and Pollard went on to other ventures, including a talent agency, tax consultant firm, a film and music production company. Rocking the Blues in 1956, which included such performers as Connie Corwell, the Harpsons, the Miller, the Five Millers, Sisters, Pearl Woods, Linda Hopkins, Earl, Elias Roberts, the Hurricanes, and the Wanderers. Pollard also published in New York Independent News 1935 to 1942. Reportedly, the first African-American owned tabloid in New York City was owned by Mr. Pollard. He died in May 11, 1986 in Silver Spring, Maryland. I mean, did a lot.
Yeah, okay.
And these are just highlights of his life. These are not even the actual full endeavors of everything that Mr. Pollard's done. And one of the things that when I teach and do mentorships around the world, I actually ask people when they get ready to do their bio to not do their bio. I actually ask them to write their, what's that thing when you die?
You're
you. But write it. And put everything that you feel like you've accomplished since the day that you were born until today. And that's your bio going forward. And now the only thing that you have to do is add to it. Treat it like it's a unit. Give all the highlights of the things that you cover. So 0 to 7, you should have some things in your bio that covers 0 to 7. Which even if you didn't do nothing but hit your head on the motherfucking coffee table because you were too fucking clumsy to miss that bitch, put it in there. 7 to 10. You know, if you didn't participate in the spelling bee, don't put that on there. You know, put what you did. You know, if you damn near burned down the house at 7, then hey, he had a fond for fire and magic and chemistry set. You know, make it sound good.
Make it sound good.
We can't always make our kids just be dumb. You got to give them some clues, America. We have our kids just thinking they stupid. If you're dumb like your daddy, well, you know. His daddy was at least a carpenter, you know. He was an electrician. At least let him know that part of him. Don't just let him think his daddy was slow, because then he's going to just really think that he's just slow like his daddy or his mama. You know, we got to give these kids more hope for
them. And quit telling them babies that. Don't.
But stop letting. See, one of the things I hate, we let our kids see us work, but we let our kids see us work the things we don't like to do. The things that we don't like to do to make the money when we have to go to the job. We don't never let our kids truly see us having fun in the things that we like to do. And if you want a job in a career and you don't like to do that, maybe I suggest you get out of it. Find something you like to do. You know, there are people who get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to sit on somebody's porn set and fluff nipples. And you're telling me you can't find a job you like to do? I mean, I just hate to have to be the guy that, you know, hey, stay right there. Love, love. Okay, now move. Shoot. Oh. Could you imagine having to be the fluffer?
No.
I'm going to play this song because this is actually just one of my favorite songs, and I love him as an artist. So tonight is going to be a little fun night. I don't have a scripted music, but this song is just. And I know it's some things in there, people are like, I can't be that addicted somebody, but I am actually addicted to loving. Like, the people that I love in my life, the people that I give time to, like, it's an addiction for me. I literally get pleasure out of things all around me. So, you're going to be a little addicted, like, just go.
Get choked.
over here talking about, oh, if I smell a biscuit, I'm going to gain
10 pounds. I know some people that, because I have a love for food. Like, understand, I have a straight, listen, food is my mistress. I don't care what nobody says. I cheat on everybody with food. I don't care what it is. Like, they'd be like, hey, you left me for food. Absolutely.
Yes,
if it's good. If it's good food, listen, I'm like, five. Good food.
Let me explain. I had an attitude because I was hungry. Why would you even got to go through that? Like, you feed me.
Good food. People be playing with good food. So, here's my thing. I'm not going to do that. We got a show to do. The production manager is yelling at me. We got a whole segment to do. This next segment is brought to you by Goddess McCleaning. If you need to reach out to Goddess McCleaning, you can reach them through phone. You can contact them at their phone number. What is it, Miss CJ?
254-282-2332.
Give it to them one more time for the people in the back.
254-282-2332.
Ooh, that sounds like it rhymes. Listen, I ain't even gonna lie. I felt like I was about to be on your foot there. I'm gonna give it to them. They wasn't ready. Listen, me and Whoopi was gonna do it with your phone number. That's all of that. Listen, all right, listen. Stop yelling at me, y'all. I know we got a show to do. I'm gonna do the show. We getting there. We moving expedition. Okay. Today is National Thank a What that is, a mail carrier. I didn't get to see mine today, but I did. I did on Boxing Day or before Boxing Day. I did get my postal guy a gift. So, and why would you think your mail carrier on this day? It's Sunday, but who's going to see this month? I mean, I know they'd be out like all the days of the week, but it'd be the low-tier bottom bitch.
I found through today.
Hey, I was that low-tier bottom bitch. Ain't nobody talking to us. You follow. Exactly. We're going to go on to the next thing. Today is also World Cancer Day. Like, if you know somebody with cancer, because that bitch probably might eventually look like she could be, because, you know, that's what she looked like today. So we're going to keep it moving. Go ahead and help somebody support. Ooh, today is Create a Vacuum Day? Why? That's y'all do it. See, this is why I be mad at some of these. They doing too much. Now, I understand we need to celebrate everything, but that's y'all doing a little bit too much. Today is also Dump Your Significant Jerk Day. This day is to help those with seriously bad relationships get out. Ooh. Hey, listen. Right now, if you know somebody that they should not be in a relationship, God has given you your sign. You are listening to my show tonight. Text your friend and say, hey, break up with him or her and tonight. Leave. Go to your mama's house. Run away. Okay. I don't know why I got excited about that.
That was
a good one. Today is Facebook's birthday. Well, shout out to Facebook. Happy birthday, Facebook. You know, I've been on Facebook since, like, damn near the beginning. I've been with them changes. Well, listen. We just go, happy Farmer's Day. Shout out to my homegirl, Erica, man. Listen, that is the best black. If you don't know who that is, go check out Plantin' Hill on IG, Gardening Under the Influence, LLC. She got a couple of different pages. Big Urban Steel. He's in their group and stuff. Like, go really check them out. They are really doing something in the black gardener agriculture community in the southeastern state. And I always tell her, if there's any way that I can help or promote that platform, I will help you. So just knowing that, man, give her a shout-out. So happy Farmer's Day to all of my farming people who do something. Today is also National Hemp Day. So, and it's crazy because Florida actually just changed its hemp law. So, if, you know, materials being used in professional industries in hemp, they just changed the amount of standard. Because hemp is strong. It's like one of the strongest materials out there.
So they don't want that naturally in the market, because then you can't replace things as quickly. Because hemp, when hemp vacuums were around, you didn't have to replace them. A black man created a hemp vacuum. Here's what people don't understand. The criminalization of marijuana is actually the criminalization of hemp vacuum.
Huh.
There was a whole legal legislation that was moved that was surrounding that. I know I did a whole thesis statement on why marijuana was criminalized in the United States, and it came down to a piece of legislation. Because somebody has to introduce the bill, and they have to introduce the bill with a purpose. And they have to earmark the bill with everything is around it. So when you actually take the time to study why the time period of what was going on in the time period, like how we watched that documentary this morning,
mm-hmm.
and then you see the legislation that's introduced and all the things that subsequently come from that one moment in history.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's where the hemp cultivation laws come from in most states. Anyways, we'll move on because we got other stuff to do. National Homemade Soup Day. Now, this is the day we can celebrate. Yes. This, and we make some soup around here. Now, we cheated today and did Chinese food, but, yeah, SCB catered and stepped up with that Chinese food. All right, we got a few more things to do. Let's finish these, because we almost had the next one. Ooh, y'all just being fat today. Today is also National Stuffed Mushrooms Day.
Ooh.
Yvonne.
Me.
Yvonne. You know what? She said, no, fuck Yvonne. Me, bitch. Me, ho.
Me.
Me, ho. Today is also pork rind appreciation, so all y'all fancy, all y'all fancy folks, we got y'all too. Go and get you a good bag. You know what I'm saying? If you like me, I like my barbecue. Today is also National Sweater Day, so if you had a sweater on today, you was in the day. Today is also Willie Mays' Day, so check it out. Holla at Willie Mays. So those are all the days today for what day it is. We have to, because we have not turned up for this one in a while. So I'm going to get ready to cue this next song because, you know, we haven't turned up. So what's your favorite? What's your absolute? Because I'm going to let you go first, and then I'm going to pick other people. But what is your absolute favorite birthday song?
Ooh.
Which one?
It gotta be one everybody know.
No, yours. It don't matter. You know it's yours.
Yeah, I have a whole birthday playlist. There's like.
Okay, you gotta give me one. Why does everybody give me a playlist? You gotta give me a song. You give me a song off the playlist.
Okay.
Birthday playlist.
Birthday.
You don't know none of them.
No, I don't. Listen, there's a lot of music that just flows through my head. Man.
Oh, God, y'all are the worst.
Yeah.
Women are the worst when it comes to... Well, y'all don't just have songs. Y'all have genres. Y'all have moods. I'm like, wait, for birthday music? Yeah, it depends on what kind of birthday mood you're in. They're not the same. But there's ratchet birthdays.
Yeah, there is ratchet birthdays. You tried to be kind of guy with this.
What?
What do I know y'all for? What do I know y'all for?
Oh, you ain't gave me a song yet, man.
Yeah, because I'm trying to narrow it down. So we got 2 Chainz, there's an Usher one, and there's a Rihanna one. Migos got one, too, but, you know, I don't really.
Okay, so which Rihanna song?
It's called Birthday Cake.
That's the one you're going with? For Rihanna?
You picked Rihanna.
Okay, we're going. That's what we're going with. Okay, because I'm starting this year. It's called Birthday Cake.
Yeah.
Why does it sound like I've heard this song?
You have.
I know this is not on my playlist. Are we doing the original or are we doing a remix? Because, you know, y'all will tell me a song and y'all care more about the remix than the original. The original is hers, the remix is Chris Brown, apparently.
Chris Brown did it.
Well,
Chris Brown
the Rihanna and Chris Brown remix?
a birthday cake?
I don't know if he just like matched it up and did it himself.
I don't know. What's behind there?
I don't know who did it.
Screaming ass people.
y'all don't understand why we just be like, yo, y'all, hey, man, don't hit a blunt, man. Chill out.
That might help.
Therapeutically, you know what I'm going to tell you? You know what we're going to open up next? I think the next thing that we should do therapeutically, we should have a place. I think that's what I want to open up, where a person can just literally come in. And and there's a girl down in West Palm that's doing it. But I've been saying this to my wife for years. I want to create a space and a place where people can just come in and get a hug. Like, it's people there who therapeutically want and are willing to give out hugs, and it's a space for people who need to come in and get a genuine, face-to-face hug. Because sometimes that's all the fuck you need. You need to lay in somebody's arms and release. Give it away. So, anyway, we got to do birthdays. Birthdays is brought to you by, you know what, man? She over here, and she, see, that's what Rihanna go, see, that's why Rihanna had all these damn babies back to back. And so it was her birthday, too.
Hey, listen, that's him. Yeah.
Oh, you know, you go ahead and have 16 more.
Yeah, 16
candles. All right, today's birthday. Today is Rosa Parks' birthday. We don't even got to do the whole black shit. We could. Hey. We're going to do a Black History Show. Okay, what we going to do? Today is Rosa Parks' birthday. If you, if you don't know any more, listen, if you don't know anywhere else about Black History today, you suck. One, it's her birthday. Two, we're in Black History Month. Sir, we have covered two areas already. We are knocking them out the park. If you can't go to work tomorrow and be like, hey, you know, yesterday, you know, even though it's Black History Month, yesterday was actually Rosa Parks' birthday. That's an easy talking point to get people out your face.
Because they don't want to hear that.
They don't want to hear none of that shit. Especially in corporate America. They don't want to hear none of that. Oh, okay. I wonder why they said that random fact. Bitch, they don't even realize it's Black History Month. You got an easy win. you got an easy win. You got an easy win. You help them. Help them help themselves. Help them be proactive. You know, now if they think they does for Black History, then you could tell them it was Cam'ron's birthday from you know, the little rapping crew up there. So,
okay.
You know, Mr. Wannabe. What pissed me off, the reason why I could never listen to Cam'ron's music,
I just can't wear pink like that. Like, it's not
a straight or gay thing. I caught enough. Here's what, okay. I wear baby blue religiously. I have had to fight people because they call my favorite color pussy ass gay ass color when I've moved to other cities, especially as a kid. So when all these dudes now who all wanted to be mad at me for wearing a light blue outfit can now come to school and do all types of stuff and some pink ass shit because Cam'ron did it. Man, y'all can suck my whole booty hole. And I mean pucker the fuck up. Because ain't no way in the hell you finna tell me you can put on pink and not be a pussy. And I can't wear light blue and not be a pussy. Your mama's a man. And I stand on that. Because we used to just make up the rules as we go by. But then we bully people for the same rules that we want to be, that fake make ourselves. So fuck Cam'ron and all them goddamn purples and pinks and shit. That this nigga, every album, he'd be a new fucking popsicle color. Motherfucker, that's how I felt about it. All them New York niggas was doing that. They was fucking with Puffy and all them glittery, shiny shoe pads niggas. Like, that era just, anyway, let's keep it moving. Who else's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Anaya Presley's birthday, I don't know who she is or what she do, it was yesterday. And then Amira Fazoli, I don't know who she is. Yeah, so her birthday is also today. Hannibal Buress' birthday is today. Lawrence Taylor's birthday is today. Another great, you should also check our history, good information. Malik Monk's birthday is today. He's probably a rapper. a rapper crept. Usually when I don't know who they are and they look like that, they're usually rappers. And then, oh, she's from North Carolina, too.
Oh.
Tabitha.
Oh.
Tabitha Brown, her birthday is today. You know what? Listen, that's my black person that's dope then. You know what? I don't even got to do that segment today. Because Tabitha, here's the thing I love about Tab. Tab is, like me, a country, I'm not going to say country bumpkin, but just a country person to her roots, to her soul. And what people don't understand about us, especially being from North Carolina, like we didn't have no choice, even in the 70s and 80s and even probably the 90s, to still kind of learn, truly learn like country living, like still cooking on, in the late 80s, early 90s, I'm still cooking on a wood-burning stove, potbelly stove. So, you know, still learn country living. So it's like these things that, you know, everybody are acting like are just like great, you know, wonderful, just new things. We've been doing these things for decades. And I don't say that to diminish her skill. I say that because there are very few of us who took the time to actually hone those skills and prepare them and bring them into the new generation, to take the different things that we've learned from the past and put their own spin on them and say, hey, listen, because I want to, like when she introduced, listen, when she introduced her season of line, bitch, I ain't gonna buy all of them, but I wouldn't got one. I've never used none of that shit. I gave it away as a gift, but I wouldn't got it because I just want to support and say, hey, listen, if we're going to make sure that we put money back into this thing, when there's people that you identify with, that's where you go back and you put your money back into those resources. You don't have to agree or believe in everything, but when you see someone who makes it out the money, we feel ready to pull them back into it. I ain't supporting Tabitha. She wouldn't put us in Target, or she went and put it over there and did that. Somebody gave her an opportunity, and she took advantage of it. Do you know how many times we have passed up an easy, simple opportunity, and we don't know? Just meeting that one little person opens a gateway of doors and flooded information comes to you. Flooded opportunities come to you. But we're trying to control everything. We're trying to believe that we have control over everything. And the greatest misnomer is by controlling everything, you lose most opportunities. What we don't understand is why you're fixating on what you have to do. You don't understand how many angels and archangels and gods and deities and shadow loops and all the different things that's surrounding you, that's ready to bless you. But you're so ready to be in control of the moment that you are absolutely missing your blessings, that they're crumbing in front of you because it doesn't shine, it doesn't glitter, it doesn't prosper as soon as you touch it. And some things take time. Some things you have to nurture. Some things you have to cultivate. Some things you have to absolutely give it love. And you know what we go give it?
What?
You don't want to hear the answer.
You don't even care
about the answer. What would you posthumously believe that the answer is?
Well, my
wife
would be
positive. Okay, and if it's positive, what would it be? That's your answer. Because it always depends. The human experience is a variable. Go listen to any great musician. What do they always tell you? It's the human experience. You have to go through it. And you have to go through it for yourself. But it's
feel the human experience. You can go through it boldly, and you can go through it freely, and you can experience all of it. Or you can intentionally live in fear and be fearful of every moment, every opportunity, and every situation that's presented to you. And we mostly live in fear because we've been taught fear. Remember, in order to have structure, you must first instill fear. That's what they teach. Is that not what they teach? Girl, see, you can't control them because you ain't beaten. We say that in our own community. And are you telling me that the only way that you can get someone to do something is to beat them, bribe them, or manipulate them? Those are only options.
That's a lot.
But we see it taught every day. We watch it. We as humans in the human experience watch it get taught every day. And we do nothing. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Imagine life hungry. Now imagine life without you. Could you do it?
one because my kingdom is two. And I definitely want to make sure that I have the opportunity to watch that. We have a history of making it there, not winning. So that's not the point. We do have five championships, so you know, we have one. Say we ain't won, not the current recent history. So which is crazy because it's like, you know, when Patrick Mahomes first came in the league, I was like, I was rooting. Because, you know, it's like you always want to see the black kid go. Especially in football, that quarterback day. Now, you know, when he first came in, that was like a big thing. Now it's like the shot. God. He did it. Now they can all do it. We're there. But I was sitting, debating with my topic to close the show up. Because I was torn between three different topics. In this season, you're going to have a lot of grief. Repurpose, reconstitute, reconciliation, renew. All your reads are going to come back in. A lot of people are going to resurface, reappear. Some will have grown. Some will have turned into things that you couldn't fathom, and others infinitely didn't see. You're going to be happy and sad. In this season. But this season ends March the 20th. On March the 20th, on that day, we will walk into a new era, new time. And I promise you, for those of you who are ready for what that new season is going to give as we enter into spring and go through spring and close out spring and go into summer, it's to be, oh, what a time. But you still have to get through these next 90 days. The coming 90 days. Make that your plan. So as we get ready to get out of here, I don't want to keep you guys late tonight. I had no intention of it. It's amazing how the show compacted itself and how it compacted itself, because I didn't even write this show. Like, this whole show was stupid. But I wanted to give you guys something that was pure, something that was true, something that was fit to take. So as we get ready to go, I know CJ has been over there in her mind of mine getting ready for her word of the day, her thought of the day. The one thing I love about it is you actually put effort into it. I have had co-hosts on this show who have done words of the day. I'm like, that's what the fuck you're doing over here? Yo. Bitch, a toddler could have made a better word than they did that. You actually got Cliff Notes host. So, I appreciate you. So, I will turn the microphone over to Lady CJ, Miss Southern Belle. Guys, what's your word?
All right. Tonight, I am leaving you all with, never become so thirsty that you drink from any cup that's presented to you. Be selective, be smart, be wise. I love you all, and good night.
Amy, these niggas are drinking from troughs. If you want them to be selective with a cup, they are drinking from troughs. And you want them to be selective with a cup. I'm like, I
do see
you. You said that shit is good. You said that shit is good, baby. You that's bad. Now you're bullshit.
Really?
No, you meant that for who?
Really?
You meant these homes for these kids?
No, I knew I was talking to myself.
Okay, you better talk better to yourself. That's, no,
No.
Mm-mm. You got to do a do-over.
A do-over. love me.
Yeah, you have to go find one. I will talk to you.
He said no.
Hell nah. You talking about a cup. Be selective with a cup. These bitches don't even like good cups. They ain't even, they can't even tell you a good brand of a good cup nowhere.
I'm not about to play with you.
You ask these hoes what a good brand of a cup is, 90% of them go tell you Dixie.
I hate you right now.
I bet you. You're a pole right now. That's why you're laughing. You're laughing. They got Dixie drinking cup, mouthwash, spit cup. Listen, all they know is Dixie.
I'm playing you.
Oh, you ready?
No.
You ain't ready?
No.
Damn. Yeah, I'm going back to self.
Did I just use my Mike Tyson quote recently? I can't use it again.
I can't use it no more. You made me use it up again. Your ass ain't never ready when I hit you in the stomach. You ain't never. Ain't always got to have a backup.
Yeah.
I see now if the dude shows up to your place and you ready to go, and that condom ain't no good, and he ain't got a backup box of condoms. You looking at him unprepared. You ain't
straight
happy.
Uh-huh.
See? So if you expect us to be prepared, why y'all can't? Why is it always hard for y'all to be prepared if something go wrong? What? I mean, this is a woman's point. If something go wrong, why is it hard for y'all to be prepared? Woman. Not all. I didn't say all. Just woman. Man.
It depends on the lady.
And the situation.
And exactly.
They're fair.
You get your goddamn
talking about that. You do goddamn talking
about
that.
You're not going to fight me. Y'all don't listen. If I don't show up for work tomorrow, just she decided to make it for acts of violence.
No. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so.
Right now, you should love yourself a little extra. You're learning, you're healing, you're growing, and discovering yourself all at once. It's about to get magical for you. So have fun.
Now, see, that one sounded more believable coming from you.
That sounded like that one. Because you're doing all of those things. You, that other one, that sounded like some toxic club hoe shit that somebody just said. Like, somebody just like, listen, somebody smoked the blunt all the way home from the club, and she didn't take the wrong, she was just giving her homegirl, girl, no, you should have got the drink from the other dude. And so then she found the whole thread that night, and then she sent it to her in the morning. Like, that's what that was sounded like. But as you was reading it, that's all I can hear. Like, that, you gave that to some drunk in the club. Like, and then you
about did. About did. Oh, think of that a cup. That's your fun.
Just tell me what it gave you. You can't get mad at me for it giving me exactly what you gave me. Like, that was the analogy that I had.
Well, I tried to say it as nice as I could.
Beat the fuck. Okay. That's cute.
It as nice as I could.
That's cute. Whoever believed that was cute is cute.
No. Okay. Okay. Just pick better cuts because y'all trippy.
See, that's how you should have delivered that in the first place. If you was going to do that one, you didn't even have to read that nice lullaby. Like, you just have to read a message. We didn't need a hospital for that. Like, no. Sometimes you got to be direct with these folks. You know, when you're on the phone with your friend and you know you need to be direct with that whole thing, And we're not calling her a hoe because she's a friend. We're just, you know, in love. You know, in love. Hey, bitch. Hey. No. No. You cannot text him. Go home. Like, I need you to, listen, have that same type of energy when you read these things sometimes. Understand, we don't need that fluff sometimes. Sometimes, be direct with a hoe. Hey, some of them don't comprehend well. You have to give them directness sometimes. See, I caught the energy. That was
very crazy. I caught the energy. That was you should have told me to rephrase it. You said something
Listen, that shit goes for some people. They need some simple shit. They need something that you said with two minutes ago.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. We're trying to end the show. Oh, okay. So my word of the day is we're going to all do better. Like, I'm going to keep it simple. We're going to do better. In 2024, we're going to do better. We're going to be consistently better every day. That's my focus. That's my prayer. That's my hope for me and for y'all, especially you.
You hit the cross at the altar. This Christian was not coming to pray now.
Okay, I'm going to do better. Oh, I'm going to do better. I promise you I'm going to do better. All right, y'all. I'm not even going to end it with a song. I love y'all. Y'all do positive things. Okay. All right. I got to do better. All right. I love y'all. I'll holler.